Hello, this is WRBB 104.9 FM Boston, and this is The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest.
You're listening to The Dark Forest on WRBB 104.9 FM Boston. I'm your host, the Dungeon Master, and calling
the
in...
The Crypt Keeper. On the, welcome, everybody.
Calling in on the Crystal Ball is our co-host.
Wait, you can hear me?
Yes, we can hear
oh
you.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, this is huge for me. Hi everyone. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm the Ultraviolet Light. If you look up, you should see a bright purple spot in the sky. That's me. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
I think I see you up there. Hello.
I also
yeah,
do.
Don't look for too long. You could get permanent vision damage.
Of course. That makes sense. As is common in the forest, you can't stare too long in the light, or you will go blind.
So the ultraviolet light. What have you hijacked our show's airwaves here to tell us to?
Sir, I've been a longtime fan because there's something about the radio waves of your show that allow them to penetrate the extremely powerful electromagnetic radiation that my home, which is a quasar up there, gives off. So you know, I've been listening. Listening every Friday, my favorite wow. And also only radio show that I can listen to. And from my vantage point up here, I have this great path. I have this awesome path I want to take you guys on. I think it'll be awesome and great.
You have a path for us.
I do.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right,
okay.
You mean right through this parting of the trees here?
Exactly. I think it's, is that my left or your left? I think it's right
think
there, yes.
Yeah, yeah, to my right. Think
yeah
okay, I think that's your down,
perhaps.
True.
All right,
anyway,
well.
I will move forward and come with me. You should be safe in my hands.
Thank you. that time again. Good morning. It's that time.
I'm calling.
Hiya.
Pat Spartan.
Hi, Mark.
I'm sorry to bother you.
It's all right.
But I've got a bit of a sketch going on here.
Mark.
Well, it's pretty hard to explain, but
Tell us one.
Right. We're doing a mix, and Stuart Dominic got me a bit of a row.
Uh-huh.
And Stuart was getting a bit stroppy with Dominic, and it ended up with Dominic punching Stuart and walking out.
Uh-huh.
He's not in the back. Stuart's saying that he's out. Stuff like that.
Right.
Stuart's away from hell. Paul's sitting here.
Where's Stuart waiting?
He's just gone to dad and left.
Aye. And is John still there?
No, he went away with Stuart for some reason. To calm him down or something.
Hello? Have you guys fallen behind? I don't see you anywhere.
There seems to be some sort of large creature in the path.
Wait a minute. I've seen this before. It's the tortoise.
The tortoise?
The most foul of beasts. Well, not that foul, actually. He's actually pretty chill.
Yeah, he seems pretty chill. He's pretty big, though.
Yeah. The problem with the tortoise is he's so big, he takes up the whole path. So more inexperienced denizens of the forest might see the thing and be tempted to just walk around it. And then they are immediately snatched away by all manner of dastardly beings that lurk behind the trees of the forest. So there's the problem there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the tortoise was on this trail. I'm trying to squint, but I can't see it.
He's really
too far
big.
Away.
Really,
you can't see him.
Large.
No, I am
extravagant
light
size.
Years away.
Hmm. There you go.
Well, what do you think we should do, Crypt Keeper?
I don't know. I mean, do you see any sort of alternate path here, like a branching offshoot, some other way through the trees here?
Maybe there's some other trail we could follow.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Any ideas?
Well, I do have some bread in my pocket. Maybe we could lure the tortoise with that. Make a sort of breadcrumb. No, that's a stupid idea, actually.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
That's a terrible idea.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, let's
keep
going.
Just climb over him or something.
Yeah.
Looking for the pirate ship, I saw this small old light tentacle far below a soiled pan. A bucket of torn tickets set aside. He watches the children run by. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
is this place?
This is the Marsh of Eden. All the birds in the forest gather in these dead trees at night. Actually, wait, you don't know? This place is visible from space. That's a bad... I'm very embarrassed for you guys. Very embarrassed. No,
you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
This place is hideous. It's terrifying.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it before in the forest. How did you see this? It's from space, really?
Yeah. Don't you see? The birds are flying in. There they come.
I do see.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'd like to return to the horrors of the forest now, please.
Thank you for showing us it, though. It's been wonderful having you here.
Yeah, I'll
see you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, now we know where to avoid in the forest. It's too dangerous here.
Truly.
Thank you so much for coming on. Our special guest, the ultraviolet light.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Post Rock. As always, you can find this show, the full recording, and all previous shows on our website.
Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
That's darkforestwrbb.com.
Darkforestwrbb.com.
Thank you so much for listening. And as always, we have one more song for you. Thank you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No,